and welcome to the Christmas edition of the Kill Radio Weekly News and Review. I'm your announcer, DJ Shy John. First up in the news this week is the weather. Here in Yahoo News, winter storms, tornado threats for Christmas in U.S. New Orleans, AP, forecasts of blinding snow, sleet, and freezing rain threaten to complicate Christmas Day travel around the nation's midsection Tuesday as several Gulf Coast states brace for a chance of twisters, high winds, and powerful thunderstorms. A blizzard watch was posted for parts of Indiana and western Kentucky for storms expected to unfold Tuesday amid predictions of up to 4 to 7 inches of snow in coming hours. Much of Oklahoma and Arkansas braced under a winter storm warning of an early mix of rain and sleet forecast to eventually turn to snow. Some mountainous areas of Arkansas's Ozark Mountains could get up to 10 inches of snow amid warnings. Travel could become very hazardous or impossible in the northern tier of the state from near whiteout conditions, the National Weather Service said. After dawn Tuesday, the Oklahoma Department of Public Safety said bridges, overpasses, and highways in several counties are already becoming slick and hazardous. Also, Kathleen O'Shea with Oklahoma Gas and Electric said the utility was tracking the storm system to see where repair crews might be needed among nearly 800,000 customers in Oklahoma and western Arkansas. Elsewhere, areas of East Texas and Louisiana braced for possible thunderstorms as forecasters eyed a developing storm front expected to spread across the Gulf Coast to the Florida Panhandle, raising the threat of any tornadoes. Quarter-sized hail reported early Tuesday in western Louisiana was expected to be just the start of a severe weather threat on the Gulf Coast, said meteorologist Mike Efferson at the Weather Service office in Slidell, Louisiana. He told the Associated Press by phone on Tuesday that Lake Charles, Louisiana, was placed under a tornado warning and a tornado watch was in effect over a wider area of southeast and south-central Louisiana until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Storms expected during the day Tuesday along the Gulf Coast could bring strong tornadoes or winds up to 70 miles per hour, heavy rain, more large hail, and dangerous lightning in Louisiana and Mississippi, Efferson said. We have a strong upper-level system moving through the area, he said, adding the combination of warm, moist air colliding with a cold front could also produce damaging straight-line winds on the Gulf Coast. The real threats are going to be damaging winds and storms. In Mississippi, Governor Phil Bryant urged residents to be alert. Please plan now for how you will receive a severe weather warning and know where you will go when it is issued. It only takes a few minutes and will help everyone have a safe Christmas, Bryant said. 10 storm systems in the last 50 years have spawned at least one Christmastime tornado with winds of 113 miles an hour or more in the south, said Chris Vaccaro, a National Weather Service spokesman in Washington, via email. The most lethal were the storms of December 24 to 26, 1982. When 29 tornadoes in Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Mississippi killed 3 people and injured 32, and those of December 24, 25, 1964, when 2 people were killed and about 30 people injured by 14 tornadoes in 7 states. In Alabama, the director of the Emergency Management Agency, Art Faulkner, said he has briefed both local officials and Governor Robert Bentley on plans for dealing with a possible outbreak of storms. No day is good for severe weather, but Faulkner said Christmas adds extra challenges because people are visiting unfamiliar areas and often thinking more of snow than possible twisters. We are trying to get the word out through our media partners and through social media that people need to be prepared, Faulkner said. During the night, fog blanketed highways at times in the southeast, including arteries in Atlanta, where motorists slowed as a precaution. Fog advisories were posted from Alabama through the Carolinas into southwestern Virginia. Several communities in Louisiana went ahead with the annual Christmas Eve lighting more than 100 towering log teepees for annual bonfires to welcome Père Noël along the Mississippi River between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. That decision came after the fire chiefs and local officials decided to go ahead with the tradition after an afternoon conference call with the National Weather Service. In California, after a brief reprieve across the northern half of the state on Monday, wet weather was expected to make another appearance on Christmas Day. Flooding and snarled holiday traffic were expected in Southern California. All right, next up, I have the Harper's Weekly Review. This dated December 25th, 2012. The end of a 5,125-year cycle in the Mayan calendar, an event believed by many to mark the beginning of the apocalypse, passed without perceptible incident on December 21st. Thousands gathered in the majority Mayan territory of Merida, Mexico, to celebrate the start of a new age. The Galactic Bridge has been established, announced Alberto Arribagaza, who officiated their ceremony. At this moment, spirals of light are entering the center of your head. Gabriel Lemus, the ceremonial keeper of the flame, burned his finger on the kindling, and Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History suggested that the Mayan and Western calendars might have been synchronized incorrectly by a few days. A Russian museum sold tickets for $1,000 apiece to an end-of-the-world party in a Cold War-era bunker 184 feet below the street level in central Moscow, and the Chinese government arrested more than 500 members of a Christian doomsday group known as Eastern Lightning, which preaches that Jesus has reappeared as a woman in central China. Schools in Michigan were shut down in response to rumors of doomsday violence, and National Rifle Association Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre advocated during a press conference on the recent mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut, that armed guards be placed in schools. "The only thing that beats a bad guy with a gun," said LaPierre, "is a good guy with a gun." A sixth grade student in Salt Lake City brought a .22 caliber handgun to school in order to protect himself from possible attacks. A Denver mother who believed her daughter was being bullied threatened four of the girl's classmates with a semi-automatic firearm, and American gun merchants claimed they'd seen a fourfold increase in assault weapon sales because of a ban proposed by Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, California. "If I could give an award to President Obama and Senator Feinstein," said a gun salesman in Falls Church, Virginia, "it would be Salespersons of the Year." Projections by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control revealed that deaths from gunshots would begin to overtake automobile fatalities in 2015, and a mall Santa in Fairfax, Virginia, was lecturing children who requested toy weapons for Christmas. "Guns were designed to make people cry, to make people die," he told kids. "Now take a candy and a holy card." President Barack Obama nominated Senator John Kerry, Democrat, Massachusetts, to be the next U.S. Secretary of State, and critics accused current Secretary of State Hillary Clinton of faking a concussion to avoid testifying about the attacks on the American embassy in Benghazi in September. "If you demanded Romney's tax returns, but you think it's paranoid to ask for Hillary Clinton's medical report," wrote blogger Jim Treacher, "you might be a liberal." Pope Benedict XVI pardoned his butler for leaking confidential documents and appointed Reverend Robert W. Oliver, who advised disgraced Cardinal Bernard Law during a 2002 sexual abuse scandal in Boston, as the Vatican's new promoter of justice, responsible for reviewing all abuse cases. A Vatican department store offering duty-free shopping and steep discounts to Holy See employees and their dependents held extraordinary opening hours for Christmas. "The Nutella is just better here," said Maria Garzia Mancini. North Korean state media accused South Korea of lighting a Christmas tree-shaped tower near the border because it was jealous of the North's successful satellite launch earlier this month. Curators at the Museum of London found the world's first recording of a family Christmas from 1902. The Queen of England filmed her annual holiday address in 3D, and Welsh winter vomiting had risen 66% compared with last year. Wales' Big Pit National Coal Mining Museum installed 200 solar panels to save on heating bills, and the Argentine ship Libertad, held captive in Ghana since October, was set free. Greek civil servants protested pay cuts by parading a clothesline with the words, "Take these two," written across 16 pairs of underpants. Blackie, a stray Chilean dog who regularly joins student protests, appeared at a recent march in an orange bandana instead of the checkered kafaya he often wears to symbolize the Palestinian resistance movement. Veterinarians failed to save Boniface, a Russian dachshund renowned for his ability to swim in a diving suit. "He ate something on the street," said the dog's owner, "and it killed him." An Irishman died in a house fire in Cook Crescent, Cookstown, and researchers found that purple urine bag syndrome can be caused by eating turkey. A dentist in Fort Dodge, Iowa, was exonerated for firing his assistant because she was too attractive. And police in Swaziland threatened to enforce a ban on miniskirts and other immoral attire. "The act of the rapist is made easy," said a spokeswoman, "because it would be easy to remove the half cloth worn by the woman." After being crowned Miss Universe and awarded a limitless supply of beauty products, Rhode Island native Olivia Culpo announced her ambition to travel in Asia. "I love soup," she explained. "I really want to go to Vietnam and try some soup." This article by Sarah Bressler. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of the Kill Radio Weekly News and Review. I want to thank you all for all your indulgence in the past year and look forward to more of the same in the coming. Happy holidays to you all. Be kind to each other in the coming week, the coming year, and stay out of the news. Thank you.